Well, congratulations. 3 points, great start to 2023. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, obviously it was tough conditions out there with the pitches, you know, like it was just about sort of being playable, really. Although I thought the pitch played quite well, didn't cut up too sad. But it was very heavy, so we sort of went with some what I felt was probably a little bit more physicality in there today, a bit more industrial. Obviously we brought Chrissy in from Billericay on loan, who I thought give us another option up top. We also had a new debut with the lad Sol, who scored the first goal. So yeah, there was a lot of positives, really was. Bit of a shame to go 1-1 at the time, when I thought we looked really in control of the game. But I was quite pleased with the way the boys reacted. We then go 2-1 up and then 3-1 up, and then they score again and then we score another one, but with a missed penalty in there. I thought it was a good game. I thought for the spectacle, I thought it was quite a good game. You know, listen, they're obviously not having the best of seasons, and we haven't had a best of run lately. So for me, all I wanted to do was try and win another game of football, especially at home. Good crowd here today, decent enough crowd, and just try and get the 3 points and kick on from where we can.
Yeah, you mentioned about Chris Dixon, playing out very well. He played out at Chelmsford 5-6 years ago. Very experienced striker. Do you think he made a crucial difference today?
I thought he brought a lot to us, even in the change room before the game, even after the game. Chris is a great lad. He's a real good character. And as I said, I've had him at Chelmsford. He's had a fantastic career. You know, played league football, played international football. And for his age, he's a credit because he keeps himself so well. Even got through the 90 minutes on a tough pitch. He never stopped running. And he was a threat. It was a shame that he missed a pen. But he did blame me and said, what I'll put him on pens for. But I thought his all-round game, he was very secure with a ball that got set into him. You know, he's just a great lad. And even the players said, you know, he makes the game easy because he's talked so well. So that's a big part of it. People know what he's going to want because he's already told you before the ball comes into him where to be and what he's going to be looking for. So that's experience, and you can't buy that. That is, for any age that he is, the experience it was worth loads to us today, and I think that proved over the 90 minutes.
And the other new boy on the side, Sol, what did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I thought he'd done very well. I thought he'd done really, really well. We brought him in from Redbridge League below, and to be fair, we haven't been able to give him a proper run yet, but I felt when he come on against Hashtag last week, he showed me some moments in there that I quite liked, and we went with him today. We needed that little bit of trickery, that bit of pace. We had Andy Freeman playing on the other side, and I thought he took his first goal very well, and he didn't really do anything wrong throughout the game. Whenever he had the ball, he used it very well. Or he caused a threat. And then also with Daniel coming on as a substitute as well, who took a great goal from Flavio, put in a wonderful ball, who had to come on for Conor Hogan, who was playing very well in there. And I'd also like to give a mention to George Crads. I thought George Craddock in there today took a very good goal, and I thought his overall performance was better than I've seen for a while.
OK, so that's ended a run of 7 league games without a win. You're off to Felix Van Walton next. Not an easy place to go. Do you think that's given your side a major confidence boost today?
I'd like to think so. We know it'd be tough up there. We know what it's like. You know, you don't get a lot when you go up to Suffolk, if I'm being honest. We've witnessed that. But look, you know, looking on today's performance, looking with the new one or two faces coming in, I think it's given us a slightly different dimension. The boys are buzzing in now. We know there's a long way to go in this league, and look, we are on the outside looking in, and we will be for a long time. But if we can go there and we can get a result, all of a sudden the season just starts to change. But we've got to take one game at a time, and the next game's going to be a tough one. But same again, why not? You know, we've showed a good performance today. Yes, we need to be better with the goals that we're conceding. Disappointed with that, but overall we certainly will go to Felix though, hoping that we can go and get a result.
Right, well done again today. Thanks for your time, Rod.
Good to see you. Happy New Year.